in the world except me and you seem to be doing that.
I know. I can't do it. I can't get into it.
No.
Because I will, and they, I don't. I can't do it.
They missed me. That's my generation. But talk about Ivy Tech. Dr. Emily Bobo, who is an award-winning English professor at Ivy Tech, has got an amazing program going on involving some local school students, and it's going to result in the publishing of a book?
That's correct. You know, part of our campus strategy and in our curriculum is to include service learning projects within many of our courses, and we've been doing that for many, many, many years. And Dr. Emily Bobo in the English department, part of her poetry class, the students and Dr. Bobo worked with Rogers Elementary students to create books about responses from the children at Rogers about their responses, in art. So it's really cool. They've created this book. The proceeds will benefit MCCSC's free and reduced lunch program, and it's pretty cool. And one book, I'm told, will feed one child for a week. And
wow.
WFIU is doing a story. They're called Bobo's Books, and WFIU is doing a story about the books. They came to campus this week with the children and the parents of these children and siblings, and you know, asked them questions. What inspired your poem? Why do you like poetry? So it's just incredible. It's just incredible the work that our faculty do to inspire not only all of us, but you know, to get our students engaged with outside of the classroom as part of their course. So it's pretty darn cool. So we will be, I won't be, but Amazon.com will be selling those books at $8 each, and we can get that detail out to you as soon as possible.
And that starts out, it's available, what, August 1st?
I think the first
okay.
of August for
and
$8.
$8 for a book,
cool.
And that's going to feed a child in the MCCSC for a week.
For an entire
that's
week.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We talk about it a lot, Jenny, but the stories of the students at Ivy Tech, and I know that you as chancellor are on top of all these things, but the real inspiration has got to be when you hear the stories of some of these students, and you have a couple.
Absolutely. I just love nothing better than to share the great successes that our students get when they finish their degrees with us or as they're on their way to finish degrees and take classes with us. But I've got a couple of great success stories. Both come from the respiratory care program. Both of these students, young women, who graduated with us this May. And one is Amanda Worthington, and she received the Associate Degree of Science in Respiratory Care. And she was also one of our outstanding students in that program. And it was a double major. She got a major in general studies. And she was a stay-at-home mom before she decided kind of what she wanted to do to help support her family. So she chose Ivy Tech, she tells us, because it serves all sorts of students, including non-traditional students like herself. So she felt like she was at home with the people that were like her, and she was able to advance her life. And she wanted to thank us, but she found employment in a career that she loves, and she's got a great job at Riley Hospital and the Regional Columbus Hospital as a respiratory therapist. And she's really just she's really found her niche. And then another respiratory student, associate science student, Rachel Fortner. Rachel chose us initially to take general ed courses, and she thought she would transfer on to a four-year in dental hygiene. That was kind of what she thought she wanted to do. But she found this program on our campus, and she's doing great, got a great job as a respiratory therapist at Chinook Medical Hospital Medical Center, in Seymour. So two great stories about two of our great students. And Rachel, in fact, wants to move on and continue with her bachelor's degree. So it's just great. I hope I can share these kinds of stories as I continue on the radio.
Well, and those are just two of the stories of students. I tell everybody that you walk down. I spent 20 years at IU, and intuitively you knew that there were students there that were overcoming something. But at Ivy Tech, every day there's some success story of almost every student you see of what they are overcoming or accomplishing to be there. And it inspires you as a teacher and you as chancellor, I know, when you hear these stories.
It's really it reminds us about why we do what we do and how much we love what we do, and that we can help somebody, move on and to complete their goals. And, you know, the wildest thing about all of that is that those students would never let you know about where they came from or what's going on. They're there to they want to complete a goal, and it's not until you start to sit down with them and see them regularly that they feel that they can open up. And that's what I love about, Keith, you do it, and I do it, and many of us on campus, we walk around, we talk to our students, we get to know them, and then they're part of our family. So it's pretty cool. And then when you see these great stories, it's just awesome.
I got to ask you about something, because you're talking about walking around. I walked around into the area that was the old Commons area. And there's all kinds of computers there, and they're doing some kind of early registration. But that's not what I wanted to mention. Off to the side, they've opened up the movable walls, and there's a play area there for kids. So that when mom and dad are out there registering or doing what they have to do, there are coloring books and stuff to do and puzzles for the kids. Now, I don't know whose idea that was, but the fact that you're not only thinking about the student coming out to register, but something for their kid to do while they're doing their thing is amazing.
It's pretty cool. And all the credit for that goes to Dr. Sam DeWeese, our Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, and Jessica Strunk, who manages lots of different areas within Student Affairs. So they set that area up. And as you know, our students have children. They bring them with them when they have to do business on campus. And, it's summertime, so kids aren't in school right now. And so when they're getting ready to enroll for the fall semester, they've got their kids in tow so that then, maybe they get registered and then they go on. But it's really cool. I really appreciate you bringing that up. It's great. We walk by and there's lots of great things for them. There's so many cool things for the students, the young kids to play with. It's really awesome. And kudos to Sam and Jeff.
We're talking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And people probably aren't thinking too much about it right now. Maybe they know they're going to register sometime. But the other thing they're not thinking too much about is student financial aid. And there's some news in that realm.
We just want to let everybody know that it's never too late to apply for financial aid. So, if people think, I might have missed this deadline that I used to hear about for state aid, you're still eligible for federal aid. And we're available to help anybody get that completed. It does take about 30 minutes to get online, and you need a PIN number and all those different things, but we can help you. We'd really, really love it if anyone coming to start classes with us in the fall or continuing students to get that done before the end of the day tomorrow, so that we can make sure that everything is available for you at the start of the fall. But never, ever too late. Get that FAFSA completed. Come out to Ivy Tech today, and we'll help you. You can go out to that area that you just talked about, that big area with the computers.
Right.
We call that the bullpen, so that we've got lots of people to be able to help our visitors get those kinds of things completed for their to be successful.
One of the first jobs I had at Ivy Tech was development, and that's now Susie Graham. And I want to remind everybody, there are scholarships out there that you can apply for through the development office, through Susie Graham. And, if you look at it one way, it's a couple of textbooks or it's a lot of pizza, depending on how you want to use it. But it's free money. And apply for that stuff.
That's right. And it's a single application for the multiple awards that we have out there, the different scholarships that we have available. And, again, you can call us on campus, ask for the scholarship office. You can walk into the campus and ask for some help, or you can go online and look for that on our scholarship website. And we'd like to get that application in by tomorrow, the 15th, by 5 o'clock as well.
Okay.
Again, so we can have those awards ready when school starts.
Now, you're doing registration, and you want people to know and come out there. Talk about that.
Well, our classes start on Monday, the 22nd of August, and we're really trying to push as many students, especially our continuing students, to get enrolled by the 12th. That gets you time to get your textbooks, figure out where your classroom is, make sure you've got the schedule that you want at the times that you want, and we really want you to be ready, be prepared, and be in the classroom on the 22nd and not have to worry about anything else. So we are enrolling right now. We're open all week. I do believe there will be a Saturday in August that we're open, and we'll get that date to you next time.
Well, I'm going to say this real quiet because I don't want everybody to know about it, but the earlier you get out there, the better the choice you have in classes. You won't have to
take that
9 a.m. Saturday morning stuff. You can get a 2 o'clock in the afternoon class, but get out there now and register now and get the choice. So
and get the times that work for you,
That's right.
Your schedule, for your family,
That's right.
For your work schedule, for your personal life schedule, whatever it is. That's right. Keep thanks.
Now, you got the Center for Lifelong Learning, and there's still some camp openings?
There are. We still have a couple of openings in our final weeks of camp, our Ivy Arts for Kids and Camp Invention. Lots of different spaces open, so just give us a call. Come on in, and we'll try to help you find a camp for your son or daughter to still finish out the summer before classes start for them.
Now, as chancellor, you were there before the new part of the building opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And as I go around and I look at things in that building, how do you possibly keep track of everything that's happening? There's so much going on all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a number of ways we do it. Every single day, you get it as well, an email that tells us all the things that are going on. We call it the daily news. Our HR executive director, Jennifer Daly Mantha, so she calls it the daily news, gives us just all the things that are going on, not just the schedule, but just some other things and some tips for the day. In fact, one thing today for employees, part of our wellness committee, they're doing a summer salads, so at lunchtime,
yeah,
and I've made a salad. Actually, Neville helped me make a salad last night that I'm bringing so that we can join together with the employees. And so we'll be doing, that as part of our wellness group. And, you know, then just walking around. I mean, that's one of the big things that I do every single day when I'm on campus is walk around, see what's going on, talk to the students, talk to the staff. And so there's a lot always going on. It's always fun. There's never a dull moment, trust me.
Well, if you're walking around and you see any of those Pokemon characters, let us know. Jenny Vaughn, Chancellor of Ivy Tech, thanks for taking the time to fill us in on all the great things that are happening at Ivy Tech.
Great. Well, thanks, Keith. Have a great week, everybody.
All right. You take care. Jenny Vaughn from Ivy Tech, Chancellor out there. And I want to mention the Trojan Horse makes this all possible. So let the Trojan Horse be your workhorse. Delicious food made fresh daily. Carry out or delivery, call us for your next gathering at 332-1101.
Can't decide what you want for dinner tonight? We can help with that. Head down to the Trojan Horse, corner of Kirkwood and Walnut, for Greek specialties and American favorites. How about one of our signature Greek dishes?